Well, hello and welcome to this week's broadcast spotlighting Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. Usually I'm meeting with Bruce Hood, the founder and the director of the ministry. This week, something a little bit different because last Saturday, was the annual block party at the Villa Margarita apartment complex. That's a complex Feed My Sheep has had a part of for going on 4 years now. And in past years, they would have the block party inside the complex in the courtyard. This year, they took it out to the adjoining street so the entire neighborhood could participate. And so you'll be hearing some of the sounds and voices of the block party at the Villa Margarita apartment complex, which happened last Saturday. As we begin the program today, we're going to spotlight the baptismal service that happened at the swimming pool of the apartment complex. And several people got baptized, and a gentleman who's a supporter of Feed My Sheep Ministries, Guy Graham, he basically explained what baptism was all about to those in attendance.
There's a guy in the Bible named John the Baptist. And he was out in the desert and he was preaching the gospel. And one of the things he was saying over and over again, repent and be baptized. And what we do is we repent of our sins. Being baptized is a step of obedience. Jesus died on the cross in front of everybody. And he allowed them to beat him and to pound his face and to nail nails through him. And he hung up on the cross because he was not ashamed to give his life for your sin.
Amen.
And he's asking us to say, I'm not ashamed that I belong to him. Amen. And say it in front of the whole world. And the representation of baptism, the water represents going under the water is going under the grave. Jesus went into the grave. Now, the good news is when we put you down there, we don't hold you there. We don't keep you there. You don't stay under the water because Jesus came up and came alive and he conquered the grave. He conquered sin. He conquered death. And when you step into the life with Jesus Christ, you've conquered sin. You've conquered death. You've conquered the grave. And you're on the winning side. And this is an outward statement saying, I belong to the King of Kings. This is something that's already happened in your heart. And this is an outward statement of what's already happened in your heart. You're telling the world and yourself and God, I'm serious about this. I belong to Jesus Christ. The old man is dead and gone. The old person stays under the water. The new person arises with Christ for a new life. And he will give you that life. It's an amazing life that he's already given you. You've already given your life to him. This is the next step. He says, repent. You did that, right? You repented of your sins. You gave your life over to him. And now he says, repent and be baptized. Show the world who you belong to, whose family you're in. And he said that when you gave your life to him and you said those words that said, Lord Jesus, come into my life and change me. He says, all of heaven rejoices. The angels are dancing in heaven and rejoicing because you came to him. You yourself are that important to Jesus. And it says he writes your name in that book of life. So this is a celebration time. This is a time when you come up out of that water, you're a new person. And you never have to look back at that old dead man again. You never have to carry a dead corpse around on your back because that guy is gone. You're walking in life with Jesus. Are you in?
I'm in.
All right, me too.
Amen. Well, now what we're going to do, Guy and I are going to go in first. And then we're going to have you one at a time come in the pool. Now what we're going to do is I'll be on one side of you and Guy will be on the other side of you. We're going to ask you some simple questions and you're going to answer those questions. And after you answer those questions, Guy and I are going to lean you back, dip you up under the water and bring you back up. And the process of water baptism will be then taking place. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Don't drown
you,
please.
I won't drown you. I promise I won't drown you. Kid?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross?
Yes, I do.
For your sins?
Yes, I do.
And the sins of the whole world?
Yes, I do.
Ken, do you believe that by the power of God, God rose him from the grave and he's now alive and well at the right hand of God?
Yes, I do.
Ken, do you believe that one day Jesus himself is going to come back and appear in the cloud to receive all those who put their faith and trust in him? Ken, based on your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We just heard the recording of you getting baptized in the pool there. What made you decide to do that?
I just want to cleanse my soul. Get a better soul, get a better life, on the process on Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Who talked to you about Jesus? How did you get introduced?
My sister. My sister, my mom.
Do you live here at Villa Margarita?
No, I don't. I live with Pastor Bruce, men's calling.
Oh, you're part of the men's home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you made the trek across town to get baptized at Villa Margarita.
Amen. Yeah, man.
How long have you been in the program, Ken?
9 or 10 weeks.
10 weeks. How's it going so far?
I'm hanging tough. Okay. Pastor's a little rough, but I mean, he's a good man.
It's called tough love, I think, right?
Amen.
The listeners, how could they pray for you specifically?
Just get my mind straightened out, better soul.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I just want to get better in my life and know more about Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, you've taken an important first step today. Actually, you've just verified the first step today by getting baptized. So God bless you, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, right now, I can tell you there's a smile on the face of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God loves it when his children are obedient. And he chose to be baptized. And I want you to know, every one of you here, they were baptized. You just took one more step in obeying God. Michael, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and the sins of the whole world?
Yes, I do.
Michael, do you believe that after 3 days of being dead in the grave, Jesus broke the grave wide open and came out alive and well?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that he's sitting at the right hand of God right now, alive and well?
Oh, I know he is.
Michael, do you believe that one day Jesus himself is going to break the cloud open and come in the clouds and receive all those who put their faith and trust in him?
Yes, he's coming.
Michael, based on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
take me to the water.
Hey.
Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized.
I'm just trying not to stop.
did you hear that? Listen to what he said. He said, I came this far not to stop.
Amen.
That was a great statement right there made. This should be in the heart of all Christians.
Amen.
I came this far not to stop. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And we don't want to stop until we get all the way home.
Amen.
And then when we get there, we're going to even get more vibrant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Charlie Ray, you got anything you want to say?
I said it.
You said it? Okay, he made a statement. Charlie Ray, do you believe that the story about Jesus Christ being born in this world, little baby, grown up to be a full-grown man, was taken and crucified and hung on the cross until he died?
Amen.
Charlie Ray, do you believe that Jesus died after he died? After 3 days, he rose from the grave, and he's now alive and at the right hand of God right now as we speak.
Yes, I do believe.
Charlie Ray, do you believe that Jesus is coming back to receive all those who put their faith and trust in him, including you?
Yes, I do.
Charlie Ray, based on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm having fun, kid.
I'm
Adam.
Proud of you.
Anybody
out? I got you to do it.
All right.
Thank you for obeying God, and that now concludes the water baptismal service here at Villa Margarita. Give the Lord a hand.
Yeah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Well, you heard the baptismal service and some of the folks that got baptized. We got to talk to a couple of the ladies that got baptized right now. Ruby, you took the plunge today, figuratively and literally.
Yes, I did.
Is that the first time you've been baptized?
No, I got baptized in prison about 7 years ago, I guess.
And I understand Bruce tells me you're the house manager at the Women and Children's Facility.
Yes, I am.
How long have you had that position over there?
3 months.
How did you get hooked up with Feed My Sheep Ministries in the first place?
Well, just knowing about the outreach services they do, how they go out into the streets. I was a member of a church in Clovis, which was a good church, but I seen the need over on the west side where Pastor Bruce is. I seen everything he does in the community, how he's always giving functions and reaching out to people, and that's where my heart is.
Being working and living on a day-to-day basis with the women and children in the home there, how can the listeners best pray for your aspect of the ministry?
Just pray that I continue being strong in the Lord. Pray that I be an example for the women. Pray that we get the resources we need to continue to grow as women of God.
Amen. Well, congratulations, and bless you as you step forth and do more new life.
And thank you very much.
Lupe got baptized today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Was that your first time around for that?
For the very first time since I was a child.
Okay, you got baptized probably when you were too young to even know what was going on.
Exactly.
Somebody else arranged it for you.
Yeah.
So how did you get, are you part of the women's home?
Yes, I am.
How did you get hooked up with Feed My Sheep? How did your path lead there?
Well, I was homeless for about 2 weeks, and then I called different places and they wouldn't let me in. There was no room. And I called Pastor Bruce and he was like, oh yeah, come down, meet me today. And he got me in like right away.
Wow. And you've got so you were homeless on the streets with this baby?
Yes, I was.
How old is the little girl here?
She's a year old.
A year old. What's her name?
Rosalita.
So what did you do for 2 weeks as a mother with a toddler?
I was basically living from place to place, motel to motel, and that was it. Just like basically whoever let me in. If they didn't, then I had to get a motel.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long have you been at the women's shelter?
It's going to be almost a month.
And what made you decide to get baptized today?
I felt it inside. I felt that it was that I need to be a child of God and put my past behind me and live forward from this day forward now. For me and my daughter and my boys.
There you go. Oh, you've got other children?
Yes, I do.
How old are they?
I have a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Okay. They're living with relatives?
Yes, they are.
Okay. For the folks listening, not only on the radio airwaves, but on the World Wide Web, because this program streams there, how could they pray for Lupe?
Just basically to keep me, having me to have the strength and the ability to keep on moving forward in life, and having Jesus Christ in my life and as my Savior.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and congratulations, and thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Well, here's a lady we had on the broadcast, way back at the beginning of Feed My Sheep having a presence at Villa Margarita 4 years ago. It's the manager of the complex. Remind me what your name is.
My name is Frances E. Chavarria.
Frances, you were the... Now, tell us the story. You were the one who basically opened the door for Feed My Sheep to come in. How did all that transpire some 4 years ago?
There was a tenant by the name of Chuck and said he knew somebody from Feed My Sheep, which would be Bruce. I called up Bruce and that's how it all started, but it was Chuck.
So they first came in here, it was the summer of 2008, I believe, right?
They came in the summer of 2009.
Oh, nine, okay.
And we've been here ever since.
So, okay, as manager here, you've got your finger on the pulse of this complex. How many people live in this complex?
You know what? There is 102 apartments. So basically, we've got 96 families.
Right, so you're probably talking close to 400 or 500 people?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
About.
All right. In the 3 years plus, going on 4 years, that Feed My Sheep has been here, has there been any difference?
A big difference. There's peace in this valley. Because of prayer and because of the believers. Oh, yes.
What was it like before and after at Villa Margarita?
Before, when I first got here, there was shootings. There was some stabbings. Somebody got killed, drive-by shooting. People's cars were getting broken into, apartments getting broken into, fires. When Feed My Sheep came and people that were praying, you know what, now you can go and throw your trash out. Now you can go outside and not worry about anything that shouldn't happen.
Bruce told a story that a couple of years ago, there was apparently somebody dealing drugs in one of the apartments, and a prayer group gathered out in front, and they kind of skulked away during the middle of the night.
You know what, that is so true. We were praying, and I guess they're afraid of prayer or the blood of Jesus, and they were gone.
they just disappeared.
Yes, they did. Yes, wow. They did. Yes.
So it's a good thing that Feed My Sheep has a presence here.
You know what, it is, because that has, how should I say it? That has faith. It has believers, and more prayer, more power.
Well, praise God. Thank you for being such a key instrument in opening the door to ministry here. And, well, you got some good stuff awaiting you on the other side.
You know, that is so true. But it's the Lord that's done everything. Francis was just brought here for a reason. So
you were his chosen instrument.
You know what? We're all servants, and to be used by God, you know what? He works in mysterious ways.
So, of course, listeners, pray for Frances. She's in a key and pivotal position, and she's meant eternal life for a lot of people because of the position she's in.
Yes, you know, when they come and they have so much going on, I won't deny them when they ask for prayer, because we can pray right there on the spot, and prayer does work.
Praise God. Pray for Frances. God bless you, Frances. Thank you so much.
You have a great day, and thank you.
Well, here's a man. Man, I remember talking to you at one of the Feed My Sheep events some years ago. It's Captain Greg Garner.
Hi. Thanks for having me on again. Thank you.
Now, you're the captain over the Southwest Fresno District?
I am, Southwest Fresno, which is basically from McKinley South, Blackstone West.
And that would include probably the territory around the Feed My Sheep Church, right?
It would. The Tower District, downtown Fresno, the West Side proper, all of that is mine.
Wow. Now, what's it like? Is that an easy job, having jurisdiction over that part of town?
I don't know that I would characterize it as easy. There's a lot of work and a lot of folks that need some assistance, and it keeps me busy.
How long ago did you hook up with Feed My Sheep Ministries in getting involved in events?
I think this is our ninth year together. We started a program way back when called Bringing Broken Neighborhoods Back to Life. It was an effort to get the faith-based organizations in that part of town that I talked to you about earlier to get involved in trying to help us, the police department, reduce crime. We've always known that it wasn't something that we could do by adding a police officer at every corner in the city. We needed those faith-based organizations to step up and do what they do, take the message that they had of hope and a positive future, take that message out of the walls of their church and put it into the streets of the city. Pastor Bruce Hood and Feed My Sheep Ministries was the original church that we worked with.
Oh, they were the first ones.
The first. We've hosted since then literally hundreds of community events. And the very first one we held was with Feed My Sheep Ministries right in front of their church.
Terrific. Yeah, and you're actually over here showing bringing a show of support. This isn't specifically your jurisdiction. This is more like what, South Central?
Well, actually, this is the Southeast Policing District. Okay. But it's the city of Fresno, and we'll go wherever there's a need.
So in the years you've been involved with Feed My Sheep, for the folks listening on the radio and the internet, is it making a difference?
It is. What it's doing is what we designed it to do, really, was to get that message, that positive message that the faith-based organizations had been giving out every Sunday morning, getting it out into the streets, and it's getting people involved in their own community, being responsible for their own community, having pride in their own community, and we're seeing things turn around in those areas where we've been able to impact.
I made the observation, the God sense of humor before on the broadcast, that a guy that sat in the back of a police car 49 times getting arrested nowadays drives around in a chaplain police car for the city of Fresno.
He does. Pastor Hood and I met probably 25 years ago, and he was in the back of my police car.
You arrested him, huh?
I did. Oh, and you know, the Lord works in his timing, and he touched his heart, and he's a changed man. He's been working for God ever since, and he's helped countless numbers of people.
Wow, that's great. I wasn't aware that you were one of the arresting officers in his former career.
I was, and actually the last time I was in a position to do that was right in the area where his current church is.
No
so
kidding.
yeah
wow Only God could arrange a story like that.
Exactly. Absolutely correct.
All right. Well, Captain Greg Garner, God bless you. How can listeners pray for you and the Fresno PD?
Well, keep praying for continual cooperative efforts between the police department and the faith-based community. We'd like to see more of the faith-based community come out. There's a lot of great ministry going on, a lot of great missions going on from some of the churches in the city that take their people well outside the bounds of the city of Fresno. We'd like them to focus a little bit of that energy locally. So
you're saying there might be a mission field within the Fresno city limits?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, one that I think might be underserved. So we'd really help that those folks would in addition to their efforts outside the city and outside the state and the country, they'd focus a little bit of their efforts here locally as well.
God bless you, Captain Garner. Continued wisdom and protection, and thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Some of the people and the sounds of the big block party last week at the Villa Margarita apartment complex in central Fresno, one of the key places of ministry for Feed My Sheep Ministries. We do have prayer requests this week. Pastor Bruce Hood got a hold of me and passed these along to me, so here you go. Please pray for Mary, who is fighting pancreatic cancer. Also dealing with pancreatic cancer is Helen. Helen's case is a little bit unusual in that she does not believe in God. So she is not in a good place believing outside of a Savior and a Messiah. Bruce Hood is going to be counseling with Helen. Pray for his efforts to chat with her and reveal the truth of the gospel to Helen, who desperately needs that salvation right now. If you could pray for the event coming up 2 weeks from now, the big car show at Manchester Center, Soberstock. Lots of prayer for everybody participating in that, Feed My Sheep Ministries included, and that the folks who need to show up and hear the message of no more meth will do so, and that it's a great success. Again, that's coming up 2 weeks from now, Saturday, September 29th at Manchester Center in Fresno. We'll tell you more about that on next week's program. Amy, would you please pray for Amy? Intercede and pray is what the request was, for her emotional healing, for a sound mind, for a Holy Spirit transformation into the woman that God wants her to be, and that Amy be delivered from the strongholds in her life through God's Holy Spirit. Also for John, a miracle of the Holy Spirit, that his heart is changed, that he too becomes the man of God that God wants him to be, and that he develops an increasing hunger for the things of God. Please pray for John. On last week's broadcast, we featured Charlie Ray. He is Bruce Hood's cousin. Charlie Ray's older brother in Arizona, Lloyd Coleman. That would make him Bruce's cousin as well. Lloyd Coleman dealing with some serious illness issues. If you could pray for Lloyd Coleman in Arizona, it would be greatly appreciated.
Street.
Peace Be to These Streets, an appropriate song from Joanne Hogg to close out this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. God bless you, and thanks for listening.